Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
To Divine Mind Tribe Radio. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to assist you in living a happy, healthy, wealthy, abundant, and joyous lifestyle. That's what this is all about. Once again, thank you guys for tuning in every Sunday at 1 on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Listen up, guys. I got an extremely fun and exciting show for everyone today, all participants around the globe. May we welcome with open hearts a very special guest, someone that is near and dear to my heart, the one and only Dr. Michelle Cohen. Welcome to today's show. For those of you that are not familiar with her, whoa, get in the loop, guys. I'm totally kidding. But actually, welcome to the show, Doc. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, David. I love the fact that you introduced me as fun. I like that. Am I a fun person?
You are fun. You're super fun.
Nice. Thank you.
It's true. No. Hey, this is a show of no jokes. This is, when we say someone's fun, we are dead serious. They are fun as heck, okay? How are you doing on your Sunday, Doc? First of all, thank you. I want to say thank you for taking your Sunday, your valuable time, your valuable energy, and sharing it with us, and sharing it with the collective consciousness of all those who do participate in the Divine Mind Tribe movement. So thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Hey, my pleasure. It's great to be here. Always great to be here.
Oh, and it is always great to have you. For those of you that are longtime listeners of whether it, hey, 10 years ago, back to good old Teen Trends with Dave and friends. Wow, longer than that, 13 years ago. If you guys have been listening to us for 13 plus years, you know we have Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Then we were Dave's Good Vibration Station. Now we have evolved into a collective, a unified social media / radio television platform, Divine Mind Tribe. And for those of you that are already familiar with Divine Mind Tribe, then you know that the whole point, the whole purpose, our mission is to be the sounding board, to be the platform through which all people that feel in their hearts the necessity and the urgency of their compassionate contribution to become a part of this Divine Mind Tribe consciousness, to become a part of this consciousness, a part of this energy, a part of this movement, and contribute whatever it is that they're doing already. But when you contribute to the collective of the tribe, the Divine Mind Tribe, then you have the support and the backing of every single person that is a part of tribe and the community and the unit. You can check us out on Instagram. We have a little over 300K. Just people that it's not about the numbers. It's not about the following. It's about what you can do with this potential for unification, which loops me back around. Dr. Michelle's like, what are you talking about, Demi? Loops me back around to the importance of having such wise and empowering people such as yourself, Dr. Michelle, on Divine Mind Tribe Radio. You are the meat and potatoes of what we do here and why we do it. I'm dead serious.
Oh, so thanks, Dave.
That's just the, you know, that's obviously, that's from my heart. That's how I feel. But that's, you know, it's all the fluffy stuff. We're going to get into some deeper stuff over here. Okay. First of all, you guys got to check out On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. It's such a fun show. 11. Now we're looking at Tuesdays at 12.
Yay.
Check it out. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. She's been doing a lot of Facebook Live videos. I got to actually get on the Facebook Lives. I've heard that people are doing really, they're interacting with a lot of their audience. And I know I watch all of your Facebook Lives. I listen to every single one of your episodes. Gosh, the show should basically be called On the Couch with Wannabe Dr. Michelle, aka Dave. No, I'm kidding. Because I pull pretty much from your content, and I'm like, okay, how can I spin this around and make it sound half as good?
I'm so glad we didn't do split screen today. I've just got my sloppy t-shirt on and didn't really comb my hair much. So thank you.
Oh, well, I'm sure you are still stunningly gorgeous as always. Let's get into a little bit more about today. So, first of all, thank you for taking your Sunday to deliberately raise your vibration. Thank you for taking your Sunday to be a conscious and deliberate sifter and sorter through your thoughts, your actions, the circumstances that surround you, so you can better define for yourself what it is that brings you the most joy. So thank you for having the courage to heal yourself. All of you. Dr. Michelle, what are the steps to becoming more of a conscious being? I'm going to say that one more time. This is for everybody out there. This is for everybody out there. Okay. Dr. Michelle's got some really cool answers. I'm going to say it one more time. What are the steps? Because this is one of the main questions that we've had, whether it's through direct message, whatever it is, emails at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. The whole kit and caboodle. We get so many people asking this question. What are the steps to becoming more of a conscious being? What can I do? And it's worded differently, of course, with every person, their own personality. Mm-hmm. But what are the steps to becoming more of a conscious being?
Well, that's a great question. And I think we have to, first of all, define what a conscious being means, right?
Touché.
So what is that? I mean, what do you think a conscious being is, Dave? I mean,
you know what? I think everybody is so sick and tired of hearing what I think a conscious being is. What do you think a conscious being is, Doc?
Okay. It's living fully in your life and enjoying life in the moment as much as you can. Mm. Being conscious of your thoughts, in other words, aware of your thoughts that creep in that are not very positive, being aware of your stress that can overtake your whole life and make you sad and depressed. So being a healing, okay? And so we use that concept of being a more conscious being. We're not just saying conscious. We're all conscious beings, right, Dave?
Well, of course.
I think.
Yes.
I'm not unconscious right now.
Right. We are all aware of the self, right?
Yeah.
If you break it down
to
even like a Cro-Magnon Neanderthal level, like they were conscious beings, right? They're talking about is... there's more It's multifaceted. There's right. many layers to that, obviously, right. as you know. And I'm just right. clarifying for the listeners. Yes, all human beings are aware of their own existence, right? Mm. Unless yes. you've reached, like, I mean, unless you've, you know, accidentally taken, like, way too much LSD and you are somewhere way out of this world, maybe you're not aware of yourself, right? That's a potential. Yeah. And there are those people, and God, source, higher self, bless them. We love you and keep raising the vibration, and we hope you come back to planet Earth eventually. Regardless, you know, I'd say 99% of people are, you know, aware of self, unless, right. of course, there's some sort of might be.
Sure, sure.
So, you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. I mean, some of the patients I used to work with at psychiatric hospitals, you know, who had like some bipolar chemical imbalances, who had bipolar one with psychosis or schizophrenic patients, they have chemical imbalance and they can't help themselves. So they're sort of hearing voices that may not be real, and they're not, I mean, they're conscious of these things, but they're not aware of sort of, excuse me, stabilizing themselves and bringing their brains back to what should I think about? You know, what makes me a better person? It's all about being a better right. person, I think, basically.
I agree. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please go
on. No.
No, I couldn't agree more. What it does come down to, Doc, is being, in my humble opinion and in my experience,
yeah,
it really does come down to what can I do on a daily basis, yeah. and then yeah. break that down into a moment-to-moment basis. And it's a process to deprogram
yes,
yourself so you can reprogram yourself outside of the matrix. You were programmed mm-hmm. in the matrix. Now yep. you have to deprogram yourself and then reprogram what it's like to operate, think, be, do, act,
yeah.
receive, interact, communicate outside of the matrix. And the, yeah. you know, those are the things we can get into later. But basically, the yeah. point that I wanted to just touch on briefly, too, which is multifaceted in and of itself. We won't go too deep into this. But one thing that you had just mentioned is you did work with people that suffered from certain chemical imbalances, such as schizophrenia, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what? And this is something that we have talked about, and I say we, I mean anybody that's been on Divine Mind Tribe Radio or any of the previous names of the stations as the timelines have continued to progress. We've talked about the perception of someone that does have, let's just say, an excess of dopamine. So an excess mm-hmm. of dopamine, yeah. The consequence, and not saying it's a bad thing, right? It's just the consequence. There could be really great consequences. People usually associate a consequence with a negative thing. Doesn't have to be. Consequence is just the ripple effect, right? So the consequence of having higher dopamine levels is you are perceiving, mm-hmm. Whether it's you're perceiving it, whether it is a reality that you put yourself in, or whether it is a false creation of your own brain, and it's right. your brain's way of coping with whatever it might be. I will say, from my own personal experiences, once again, we can only base it off personal experiences. Mm-hmm. The schizophrenic thing, and I promise this loops around. The concept of schizophrenia, I do believe, and this is going to loop right back into following joy and happiness. I do believe that people that do suffer from those, chemical imbalances, which make them hallucinate, right, or see or hear things that might not be perceivable
right.
to the masses or to most people, I don't think that they are making these things up. I don't think that they are. I don't think it's just a voice in their head. I don't think it's just something that they're saying.
Yeah.
It is there. It is something. There is a they are tapped into higher dimensional consciousness, and that higher dimensional consciousness is flooding that individual's consciousness. There's no filter, right? It's like, you know, and I only know this from practicing, you know, within the medicine communities and whatnot, and this is for the sole purpose of healing suppressed energy, healing any pain. It's all about healing, addressing the pain, acknowledging the pain, and healing the pain. So just through my own experiences with practicing certain sacred plant medicines, and also, you know, embracing the wonderful kingdom of some of these plant medicines, you do see and realize that there are other dimensions and other realms beyond just what meets the eye. So it's like these people have this filter that is completely just lifted. Like they don't have a filter. It's like they're being flooded 24/7 with just voices, and they see things, but those things do exist in their reality. It's not a facade, it's real, it's in their reality. So looping back around, no matter what reality you're experiencing, this was my whole point. No matter if you are dealing with a certain chemical imbalance, which does make you hear things or see things that are perceivable only to you, or whether you are a mover and a shaker and a contribution to society, no matter what spot of the totem you fall on, you have great purpose at this time. Along with that, and Dr. Michelle, please tell me what you think about this, because this is the whole point, that purpose is to learn how to be as happy as possible, regardless of the exterior circumstances. And Doc, wouldn't you say that's kind of what this whole, you know, COVID-19 thing is about a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to, you know, totally, but I think maybe there's in some way a lesson in everything that happens around us, and we have to be aware of that.
Sure.
I really agree with you. And that's, we can sure talk about that too. But I think
I didn't mean to tangent. I was just throwing things out there. But no, you take the mic is yours, baby.
Oh, you're so. No, I think, we see things happen around us or to us, and we interpret them and try to, you know, deal with life and stress and all that stuff. Life, Dave, is to be as happy.
Hey, Doc. Dr. Michelle?
Issues, all that is going on right now. So I think we have to be more conscious beings and really do our part in spreading positive energy. But we have to do it within ourselves first, because the kingdom of enlightenment is within. That's number one, the most important thing. The kingdom of enlightenment, this is what I always believe, you know. Some religions say the kingdom of heaven is within. Okay, well, if you believe in heaven, that's cool. That's groovy. But, I think everything comes from within. And I think we are connected to the source or higher power, whoever that may be for you. So
absolutely,
we have to go through some steps to be happier people. If there is a higher power, which I think believe there is a God, higher power, we were not put here to suffer.
No, we were not.
You know, there's this book. I'm interviewing Blake Bauer, Bauer, on my show in a couple of weeks. Little plug there. And he's written a book that says, "You were not born to suffer." Okay? So it says, you know, we can overcome fear, insecurity, depression. And one of the most important things that most masters, and he talks about, is loving ourselves.
Yes.
So that's becoming a higher conscious being. How do we do that? How can we love ourselves? So.
Well, that's what I'm asking you, Doc.
Okay. From a psychological stance and a spiritual stance, I think it's important to get rid of a lot of the garbage in our minds. So we have garbage, I call it. So it's really important to manage all that conscious. See, we have the stages of brainwaves. So we have beta. Okay, and that's you and I talking right now. We're supposedly conscious and aware of being awake. We're not sleeping, okay? And the other phases. Yeah, wake up, Dave. Yeah, maybe totally you are sleeping, and that's good. Then you can get a lot more out of this if you're in a...
You know what, Doc?
Yeah.
If you're no, in a, please go on.
No, if you're in a theta state, which is, light... Alpha, light sleep, theta, getting more into sleep, delta, deep sleep, and REM is, where you're dreaming and cleaning up. So we're in beta,
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I got to interrupt you with some, just a little parent humor here. I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and if I hear the word sleep one more time, I might chuck my microphone through the window.
She doesn't sleep, does she?
I'm totally kidding. She is the most angel, heaven-sent, perfect, divine. She is my higher power. She really is.
She is.
So please She's go beautiful. On. Please go on.
I love that. So
thank you.
What we have to do is...
And she has the best Nana in the whole wide world.
You
should meet her one day.
I'm should.
For those of you...
And that's what I'm talking about, is coming to terms with yourself. Yeah.
That's right.
So what we have to do is get in our conscious mind needs to rest. Mm. We need to chill out. That's why we meditate. I'm just going to get right to it here. We've got to give our brains a rest, because if you get up first thing in the morning, you check your email, you check everything.
Instagram, check your text, Facebook, everything.
Twitter, check Instagram, can't do that. If you're going to try to stay a little bit in a good consciousness. So you got to get up and just gently do whatever you do, kind of to get on out of bed and wake up. If you have a family, it's a little more difficult. And if you have little ones at home right now, that's even more difficult. But somehow we have to try to steal ourselves away sometime in the morning before we have to do everything. If we can spare some time, or whatever time of day you can spare some time, if you have a lunch break or whatever it is, you've got to get your mind to relax. Because the moment we're up from dreaming, we're still kind of in alpha stage. Great time to relax and meditate and focus and just let our minds rest.
It is.
But sometimes we can't do that because we're up and taking care of everybody else. So the point is get into a mind space where you have some downtime, even for 15 minutes, sometime during the day. This is how you become higher conscious. You've got to train your body unit to go into nothingness, zero frequency.
Now, how do we do this?
What you got to do is, first of all...
Wait, what's zero frequency? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Zero frequency.
That's just kind of like a term that I learned from my last guest. And it means, actually what it means is there's no noise going on. There's no frequencies. Mm. There's no radio frequencies. You know, our brains are receivers.
That's right.
So that's because we're energetic electromagnetic beings.
That's right.
Okay. Electro, that's the brain. Magnetic, that's the heart. So we are all this. The Heart Math Institute in Palo Alto have measured all this. So here's the thing. Right. Let me get to the point. We've got to get ourselves every day, at least for 15 minutes, in a state of clearing the clutter, that high beta energy of gotta do, gotta think, gotta post, gotta respond, got whatever it is, gotta work, got my boss on my butt, I've got the kids to take care of, you gotta just get out of gotta do's for a little bit. And somehow you have to release and let it go, whatever that takes. There's no one way to meditate. You can have calm music. I would suggest not, any hardcore lyrics or hardcore. You do that sound healing music, David, when you play the didgeridoo, or when you, you know what I'm saying? You do your symbols and stuff, right?
Solfeggio frequencies, they're very powerful, yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of good content on YouTube. And just for listeners out there, Doc, just a quick little plug, not to throw you off your flow. There's a lot of great content out there for anybody that is looking for high vibration music, high frequency music. You know, you'd be surprised if you went on YouTube or you went on whatever, you know, MP4 platform, MP3 platform that you use, and you just typed in raise my vibration, or if you typed in 432 hertz, H is Z, or 528 hertz, you'll be introduced to what's called solfeggio frequencies. And these solfeggio tones have been called somatics. Now, somatics is separate than semantics, right? So somatics is actually when you can measure, you can see sound, you can see the vibrational frequency and the geometrical structure of the sound, of the frequency that's being emitted. And the way that they do this, I'll share it very briefly, and then Doc might write
back. This is great.
Somatics, they take a, they, whoever's performing or conducting the experiment, and now it's used in art galleries. It's really blown up. In outside of just as you know, a scientific understanding, there, you know, what you do is you get a I believe it's there's a name for it, but basically it's just a metal think of just a metal square. Just that's it. It's a metal square. On the bottom of that metal square you have a speaker. Now that speaker is attached to this metal square, and then what you do is you put sand on the metal square. So think of like a skillet, if you will, right? Something that you cook your eggs on, but instead of it being in a pan shape, it's just a flat square, and that skillet has a speaker attached to that flat square. You put sand on top of that flat skillet square, and then you turn on the frequencies, or you turn on the tones, and what you will see, Doc, I'll send you some videos when we get off. After the show today, I'll email you some videos. Really cool, text you some stuff. And you can actually see the as they change the frequencies, and they'll show, they'll say, okay, 432. And then you look, and the sand forms on this metal square, on this little metal skillet, which is receiving the frequency that's coming out of the speakers, and it starts to form into all these different geometrical patterns as the frequencies change and alter. And you can even see the sand particles. Let's say it's tuned, instead of 432, let's say it's tuned to 433. You can see the dissonance. You can see you can see that the sand particles are not in perfect alignment with each other. Wow. But then you go that 1 megahertz, you change that 1 megahertz, and all of a sudden it's like a vectorized straight line into these patterns that are just beyond. I mean, it is phenomenal. If you guys are familiar, it reminds me a lot of the water experiment with Dr. Masaru Emoto, where he blesses the water, he sets intentions for the water, and then he freezes the water so he can crystallize the molecular structure, put it under a microscope, and then obviously deduct through science and scientific experiment, you know, how thoughts affect water. Same thing, except how frequency and how sound affects material and tangible objects. So that's that. Doc, please go on.
Oh, you're so cool. I love that. No, it's really true. So if you can listen to basically that kind of, you know, music or frequency, there's also human frequency.
Yes.
Have you seen that? I think it was on Netflix. Was it on Netflix? About the Schumann frequency?
It sounds. I think it was. I believe it was on Netflix. There's some. Yeah, there's. I think it's just called like the Schumann frequency or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So Nikola Tesla just discovered that the real quickie. So this is where
take your
into
time.
These good frequencies. That the space between the Earth and the ionosphere. That's the next level up of that space, right? Created. Sort of like a cavity, kind of like a drum, and it was like a resonant thing. If you strike a drum, you get a sound of a frequency or a note.
Sure. Right?
And it's determined by the size of the drum. Well, in the same way, the Earth has its own note or frequency.
Yes.
As a function of the Earth's size. So, in other words, each time, like, lightning strikes the
Dr. Michelle? Dr. Michelle? Dr. Michelle? Hello? Dr. Michelle?
And that was back in...
I'm so sorry.
Like before the 1900s.
Dr. Michelle.
Right?
Dr.
So
Michelle?
The thing
Dr.
is...
Dr. Michelle?
Is the human brain has rhythms or frequencies. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, you just dropped out for a sec. Please repeat what you just said the last 30 seconds.
Sure. So the thing is, the human brain has rhythms or frequencies of its own, too.
Yes.
So when we're relaxed, the frequency will fall between 7.5 and 14 hertz. So what we have to do is find...
What does that have to do with the Schumann frequency? That's what you just dropped out for about 30 seconds. It was dead air. So what you were saying, the Earth has like its own drum.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
From the ionosphere.
Yeah.
Frequency.
Okay. It's because of the Earth's size.
Right.
And each time they measure this, can you hear me okay now?
Perfectly.
Cool. Each time lightning strikes the Earth, you know, it's always happening around the world. The Earth's drum, it's like a drum. It's a frequency. And there's a note that rings or a frequency that is sent out into the ionosphere. So in other words, the Earth has a frequency coming from it because of weather conditions. And it's just Gaia has Mother Earth has a lot of frequencies. But we're in a relaxed state. Okay. The frequency, by the way, of the Earth is about 8 hertz cycles per second. And Tesla kind of explored this back in, I think it was like just before the turn of the century, right?
Yes, like 1899,
I think. So, 1899, wow. And then Winfried Otto Schumann calculated the frequency to be about 7.83 hertz. He followed up with that.
Wow.
That's why they call it the Schumann frequency.
Wow.
So here's the thing. When our brains, this is how in sync we are with Mother Earth. Our brains are in complete relaxation, right? That alpha state, not beta consciousness, alpha pre-sleep or theta pre-sleep, that relaxed state.
Right.
That frequency is about 7.5. Real close to the Earth's frequencies. And it'll fall, it depends on the individual and how deep they are, but it'll go 7.5 to 14 hertz. Okay.
Whoa.
So my point is that when we're relaxed, we're in tune with the Earth's energy. It's a very relaxed energy. So what happens
is.
Here is that's what we want to get to. We get some music, you know, 8 hertz. Okay, or we get you can find it anywhere, guys. Just Google or anywhere.
How do you spell Schumann?
Schumann frequency.
I'm sorry, Schumann.
Schumann frequency. Okay, so plug those in. They've got all different kinds of music, everything you want with, you know, the Schumann frequency, whatever feels good to you. So you plug that in for 15 minutes. You get a Schumann frequency sound going, and you start doing your deep breathing. This is where you become a little higher conscious. Every day, if you practice this for even 15 minutes, if you can carve that out of your day.
Yeah.
Breathe slowly and focus on your breathing and only listening to the Schumann frequencies. Last person or get back online or... Pull those thoughts away and say back to the Schumann frequency and back to my breath.
Yes.
And You know, that's old school medicine.
Doc, I think you may have dropped out again. I'm so sorry. We'll wait. I think it might be.
So what that's doing is it's giving your brain a break. Right? It's giving all those high beta thoughts going on a rest. So the more we give our brains a rest in that kind of meditation, what we're doing is we're teaching our brains to relax and our bodies to relax more. And the mind and body are completely connected. So this is how we become a little higher on this. We'll go into this state for half an hour or even an hour, which is pretty awesome. But you can do it for 15 minutes even and train yourself to just calm and clear and focus on the music. So the more you do this, the more you train your brain to go there. So when there's a lot of stress around you, right? Chaos, you got to, you know, jump back online, whatever you're doing, you know, if you're working in an environment with spatially distanced, you know, desks or whatever, that same thing. You're dealing with people, you're dealing with energy. You got to clear your head. If you can do it twice a day for 15 minutes a day, beautiful. So that's like the biggest thing to really becoming higher conscious is training your brain to relax. The more you do that, the more you can relax in high stress situations. And that will also enable you to be aware of your thoughts. Okay? So in transcendental meditation, which is a cool meditation, they say let those thoughts come in and out. Let them pass. Observe them. Let them pass. So you train your brain to just, you know, focus on, okay, I'm going to deal with the stress right now, but I'm going to get some downtime to let it go. And that will make you a more higher conscious being because you're going to be aware of your negative thoughts. You're going to be aware of your stressful thoughts, of your unresolved, you know, frustrations and anger and all that stuff that you transmit through your brain and energetic heart out into the universe because you are a broadcaster, you are a receiver, your brain and broadcast out into the field of quantum consciousness. So these are just some ideas of how you can start to bring yourself to being more self-aware of your stressors and thoughts and get into tune with Mother Earth and get into tune. Go into yourself and just be silent. And that's tuning in. The more people do that, the more they're going to find that they have these little intuitive thoughts that come to them. They're more open to, they're more open to their feelings of other people. They can tune into other people's vibes. They can tune into the best solutions to problems. Remember, you know, Einstein used to take those brief power supposed naps. Rests. Right.
I mean, I don't mean to cut you off. I just want
I'm just talking. I'm sorry. I'm just going stream of consciousness here. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're good. You're downloading, Doc. I love it. There's you know, pretty much every great teacher or any great mover and shaker or inventor or Renaissance man or woman, if you will, has been pretty vocal about how their naps during the day has attributed quite a bit to their ability to tap in to receiving these bits of information. Right now, to go another step with the heart brain coherence, which I think is absolutely so beautiful that you are teaching, encouraging not only your clients, but I mean, not only your listeners, but I mean, everybody, you know, Doc, your life, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but what it
what it seems like from the observer, at least from my observation, is you really have dedicated a lot of your life to learning how to master heart-brain coherence.
Yeah.
I think that that is one of the most noble and one of the highest paths that someone can walk, especially at this time. Because right now, you know, there's this very common meme. I know you know what a meme is, you know, for those of you listeners that might not be so privy to social media. A meme is just, you know, a picture with a saying on it, which kind of alludes to either joking. It's like a serious joke. It's like a joke that is alluding to, you know, a real world problem or whatever it might be, but they're kind of putting a funny spin on it or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a meme that's going around, right? And this meme basically, oh gosh, here we go. Here's the David brain with the trillion miles an hour. What was it that you just said something that triggered this meme? And if I can't grab it, then we're just going on to the next one. Do you remember what you just said?
It was about the importance. We were talking of heart-brain coherence.
Heart-brain coherence. Just forget about it.
And I can explain what that is and how important you were saying that I teach it. So,
Yes.
So this is another way that we can get into being higher conscious beings. In other words, happier, more joyful, doing what we came here to do, not stressing out and worrying about egos and what others are posting on their Instagram and how inferior I am and all that. So it's all about becoming a higher vibing being and just chilling and caring and loving for yourself and other people. So we get to that place with another exercise, which is heart and brain coherence. Right. And that's because our brain, you know, our thoughts and decisions, right? All that high functioning, rational thought, it works. And also our body, of course. So the thing that they found was that our hearts contain, they're called sensory neurites. They're just like the neurons in the brain.
Wow. Okay.
Our hearts carry out cognitive functions and they communicate with other parts of the nervous system. Our heart has about 40,000 sensory neurites, which are thinking. It's a cognitive function. You know, all the phrases you hear, he broke my heart. My heart hurts. You know, everything. That's ancient knowledge.
Yes.
So what happens is that different emotional states from our heart produce different heart patterns, which influence our electromagnetic field. And these patterns have effects on cognitive and emotional functioning. So what we need to do, and you guys can check this out too, lots of really amazing on different apps, like the Calm apps or whatever you want to use. And also on YouTube, you can check those out. Heart-brain coherence meditations. Most of them are really nice and short. And what it is doing exactly what I described. The other, you know, kind of relaxing thing to do is focusing in on your breathing, quieting your mind, not thinking about gotta-dos or gotta-whatever. Just going into quieting your mind. And they say to put your hand over your heart, like you're doing that pledge to allegiance or whatever you're doing, because that sometimes our touch just kind of connects with an organ or something. So they say, put your hand over your heart and that feeling and think loving thoughts about people who love you, you who you love, people who've given wonderful compassion to, people who you got. Pure thing is to feel the love for someone or some people. You can go through several types of people in your life who you truly love, but you got to keep that feeling in your mind and picture their face and just think of them and have pure love flowing in your mind and connecting with your heart. See, that's your mind and heart connecting together. Mm. So that's heart-brain coherence. They're working together.
Even just listening to you say that is making me feel better. I found myself with a smile just after hearing you. It's so true. It's so powerful. Please continue.
No, that's it. So basically, and I know we've got, you know, some time limitations, but basically, if you guys check out heart-brain coherence meditations, start out with a real low one. Greg Braden is one of the best guys to do that with, because he's studied this, you know, for years. He's, you know, lived and studied with a lot of the ancient indigenous cultures around the world who've always practiced heart-brain coherence because they know of this connection.
That's right.
And it has really enlightened them. Mm-hmm.
That's right. No, it's so true. It's so true, Doc. And actually, something that's so cool is a longtime friend of ours here at Divine Mind Tribe. Before it was Divine Mind Tribe Radio, when it was Dave's Good Vibration Station, we had on very, very often another great teacher in the conscious and spiritual community. His name's Bruce Rawls. He's the author of The Geometry Code. Bruce Rawls actually got to study quite frequently with Greg Braden.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Yeah.
And he actually got to go to the Giza pyramids with Greg, which is really cool. Bruce shared with me a story, and if you guys want, way down in the archives, you can search for it if you'd like. I gotta update my bios there, but I do know this one has a bio. If you look for it, anything with Bruce Rawls, basically just same kind of information, you know.
Yeah.
To conclude the show, Doc, first of all, what I want to say is thank you so much. Obviously the traditional thank yous for taking your time and your energy.
My pleasure.
Wisdom and all of the wonderful things that come with, you know, having you on the show. But to go even deeper than that, Doc, you know, now is the most profound and prophetic time in our experience to date.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. No matter what generation you were born, there has never been such a time, right? You know, the closest thing would be like the Great Depression, but even that was a couple slew of events, but nothing to this degree, right? This is a crazy time.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that I can just share with you, and then as a closing piece in 30, 45 seconds from this moment, I'll obviously wrap up the show, but I just want to say thank you so much for you, Dr. Michelle, having the courage to be on the front lines, to be on the forefront of talking about the things and the somewhat touchy topics that a lot of people don't want to talk about. You know, I also really, here's the thing, Doc. You know, being in the psychological community and taking the route that you are taking and that you've taken.
Oh, thanks.
Because there's a lot of doctors, let it be in the psychological community and the community of psychiatry and the community of just medical health, just all around mental health, physical health, that are afraid to talk about the things that you talk about. See, I can talk about these things because I am not licensed to anyone outside of, you know, of course, I'm a broker and I do that for fun because I love real estate and I also love understanding economics.
Yes.
It's fun for me. Outside of that, you know, I'm not tied down to having to believe a certain, you know, system or a systematic, you know, layout of brain chemicals and this and that, which you do adhere to, which you still, of course, take control and conscious understandings. But thank you for being on the forefront of, you know, being a truth speaker and a truth seeker. You are
my pleasure.
Make sure to check out Dr. Michelle. If you don't already, you are missing out. Every Tuesday at 12, Channel 1 on LA Talk Radio. Make sure also to check out her website at talk.com. showtherapist.com. talkshowtherapist.com. Once again, that's talkshowtherapist.com.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, thank you, Doc. Hey, make sure also to follow Dr. Michelle on Instagram. She is just, she's coming up on 5,500 followers, baby. Yeah. The Consciousness Doctor. You get the dot consciousness dot doctor. So make sure to check her out. And then, of course, Twitter, Divine Mind Tribe, will pop right up with the first one that pops up there. So, hey, thanks. We love you guys. Thank you, Doc. Any last words, anything at all?
Thank you so much. Bless your listeners and yourself, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Doc. Same to you and to the listeners. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Keep your heads held high and your hearts beating strong. Breathe deep and do not let them take your breath away. Mm-hmm. Love you so much. We'll see you next Sunday. Peace. Love you guys.